Terry, I want to take a moment. You had an opportunity to host a manure science review here at your farm in Paulding County. When it comes to manure, how has your manure management practices changed here over the last few years?
Well, certainly we're fairly new to this. So we built our first barn in 05. We hadn't had hogs on the farm since early in the 60s. So we built our first barn in 05 and 07. So we've come along as manure practices has adapted, and we're rather fortunate we were able to dive in with the new technology. But we're a permitted operation, so we have a little over 600 acres in our permit that we spread this manure on over the years. So we believe in the future we won't have to buy phosphate and potash on that 600 acres. So
you talked about technology. Is it keeping up with what you're wanting to do with your manure?
Well, absolutely. The drag lining is a drag line process of putting manure on works very, very well for us. It's fast. It's efficient. We can take the waste, the effluent out right out of the barn, run it through a tube, inject it into the soil, and there's no smell. And that's a good thing for my neighbors. It's a good thing for my soil. I make sure it's not going to run off. It gets good soil contact, so it can quickly just become a part of that soil.
One of the topics talked about here during a manure science review was mortality composting, which is something you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's a very efficient way. I mean, we lose a few percent of our pigs. It's a normal. And normal thing, and we put them in turkey litter, which would be the waste out of a turkey barn, and it's very efficient. I mean, they are totally composted, the small animals, within a couple weeks. A large animal, certainly within 30 days, there's nothing left of it. It's very efficient, and you end up with a very, very rich product that's almost like fertilizer after it's turned and used three or four times.
Yeah, I was going to say, in fact, that was one of the comments they made, that it has a significant nutrient value.
Yeah, I mean, the first time you spread it, you realize what it does. Your soil tests jump right up. So, I mean, we learned after the first time we need to spread this out a little wider. So but yeah, it's an efficient way. It's a very safe way for the environment. It's certainly once you build it, it's a fairly inexpensive system. You're not paying someone to come pick up your dead livestock, have to deal with a very expensive process to do that. And this is environmentally friendly. I mean, you basically, at the end of the day, it's almost soil. It makes, I mean, that's when they say, you know, it's dust to dust, right? That's what it is. It's, the bacteria does the work.
Yeah. Share with us, if you would, a lot of research was talked about here at your field day. How exciting is the research that's coming along?
Well, I think we're trying to learn how best to do this with our environment, and it's not just manure; it's all of our nutrients. So, in grain agriculture, the commercial phosphate, potash, and nitrogen that we add, that we have to have to grow our crops, the added, we're learning what's the best way to apply that. We have to be cognizant of what's going into our waterways. There's all kind of issues around the algae blooms in Lake St. Mary. Western Lake Erie Basin, which is where our runoff goes, and we have to be aware of that, and we have to do that as best we can. And we're there's a lot of field edge testing being done right now. The checkoff dollars, so soybean and corn and wheat have all put money up, and with checkoff dollars, Farm Bureau is involved. So agriculture is getting involved here to say, you know, let's figure out the best way to do this. Extension's on board, the Department of Agriculture. I mean, the current administration has said, let's figure out a way to do this better. We don't want to have to regulate. Let's figure out how we can all work together. And there's been multiple groups working on that. So what you heard today was some of that how we're going to test, how we're going to figure out the best way to do this, and then options. Can we shut off our tile at certain times of the year? So, and maybe it'll help me on keeping that water table up on a dry year like this. So there's a lot of information. There's a lot of new technology going on. It's an exciting time.